Blog Talk Radio.
Friday. Hello, this is Reginald Lewis. Welcome to Circles of Prosperity. Today, I want to talk about the senses, the meta senses, or I like to call your intuitive senses, or the five psychic senses. Okay, I will be taking calls today. If you want to call, you can call in at 914-338-0590. Once again, the call-in number is 914-338-0590. I will be giving readings throughout the show. But today I will be talking about the five psychic senses. How do you know what your gifts are, how to develop them, and the signs of what they all mean. Okay, so we all have what I like to call psychic senses or intuitive senses, or what I like to call meta senses. The word meta means beyond, so it means sensing beyond your regular five physical senses. Okay, and they all work in conjunction with what I would call your intuition, that inner voice. Okay, it's just a higher level of receiving your inner guidance. Okay, so the first way of receiving through the five psychic senses is clairvoyance. Now, clairvoyance means clear seeing. Okay, clair is French for clear. Okay, and the physical area of receptivity is your third eye. Okay, it's the frontal cortex of your brain. Okay, and there we have the manifestation of visual symbols and images. Okay, and how do you recognize someone who's clairvoyant? Or if you have clairvoyant abilities, okay? Well, someone who's very clairvoyant, they usually see colors. So if you close your eyes, and usually when you close your eyes, you see darkness, okay, behind your eyelids. Well, usually you will start to see colors develop. Whether it's just one color, you may see green. Some people see purple, multiple colors. And then those colors will usually sometimes turn into shapes. And if you watch and observe it long enough, those colors may turn into pictures. And then the pictures may turn into a movie. Okay, everyone is different. Sometimes people receive flashes of images and colors. Some people see clear, vivid imagery. Okay, and even clairvoyance. Another way of clairvoyance, a form of clairvoyance that manifests, is in your dream state. A lot of people receive a lot of things in their dreams, whether it's a loved one visiting them, whether it's just a premonition. You know, some people seeing things before it happens. Okay, that's another form of clairvoyance. Okay, and people with a strong clairvoyant channel or clairvoyant ability are often artistic, or they have a very strong literary nature. Okay, they tend to process things visually and have a really strong, how can I say this, gifts for metaphors. You know, you usually have people who describe things in metaphors. Usually writers, artists, poets, they're usually very clairvoyant. Designers are very clairvoyant. And they like to spend a good deal of time, how can I say this, flexing their visual muscles or communicating through metaphors, once again. Let me see. There, even though some people usually say, how do I develop my clairvoyance? You know, how do I see more? How do I see better? Well, I usually tell people to begin, first off, you need to meditate. Meditation is the key to developing any of your metasenses or your intuitive senses or psychic senses. Okay? Now, the first thing, when I say you're trying to develop your clairvoyance in the visual language, I say having communicates, often communicates with us by providing brief flashes of symbolic or familiar images. The meaning of this imagery can, how can I say this, very often be quite elusive until we learn to understand the sort of visual language that having uses to interact. Okay?